Hey guys, so I'm working on another episode this week, and I didn't really have time because, like I said, I started school recently, haven't really had time to do a lot of podcasting. So this is a compilation of all my bloopers and fails, because making an episode is quite difficult. I mess up a lot, and these are only like a few of the examples. Sometimes I forget to turn on my mic. A few times, I stop recording and don't realize I stopped recording, and I just talk for. I once talked for on one of the Star Wars vs. Marvel episodes. Me and Finn, I didn't realize I stopped recording halfway through a bit, and it ended up we'd been talking for almost half an hour, and we just did not record that entire conversation, which was really funny. I've got a few of mine here, that, yeah, you guys can just listen to. This is a shorter episode. If you guys would like, future, podcasts, please email me at starwarsdatabanks@gmail.com. And if you like, the podcast, consider telling a friend. It helps the podcast out tremendously. Thank you guys for all the support recently, too. And if you haven't already, go back to my l last episode. It's maybe my favorite episode I've ever made. And yeah, without any further ado, hope you guys enjoy these fails. They start with some of my older clips from before, like the first one is from one of my first episodes, and then it goes all the way to my newest episode. Yeah, there won't, and I hope you guys enjoy it. This is going to be a bit of a shorter podcast. And without any further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so like I said in the intro, today we will be discussing the best starfighter in the Star Wars universe. I have six candidates here, ranging from fighters used by the Separatists to the Republic to the Empire. And I've got all sorts of different speeds, weapons, all sorts of stuff for these fighters. So I will read you out each fighter and their stats, and then at the end of the episode, I will rank them from least best to best. It is my personal decision. So, oh my gosh, I'm not even recording. Crap it. Hello! And like I said in the intro, today we'll be discussing two ships, head-to-head combat extravaganza. I'm Elijah, and I will be supporting the Star Wars Darth Vader's flagship, the Executor.
I'm Ahar.
And Finn, do you want to say what you're repping?
My check.
What?
Leave really quick and come back.
Then Valkyrian goes Valkyrian, which was Valkyrian goes and presents himself to the Sith Emperor at the time, Mark Aragno. So Valkyrian must have been his name that he chose for himself before he was conquering. Then he. Oh, actually, his original name is Valkyrian. Actually, I'm gonna restart the segment. This didn't go very well. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Star Wars Databanks, the canon podcast where I compare some of the galaxy's greatest drop ships in the galaxy. So sit back, relax, and I don't like. Kabazi Hundori Grunt. No. No. That was me trying to do a tease. I'm just gonna put that in the bloopers. Hello and welcome to a new episode of Star Wars Databanks, the canon podcast where I talk about different scenarios in the Star Wars universe where. No, I don't like that. Hello and welcome to a new episode of Star Wars Databanks, the canon podcast where I discuss the colossal criminal. And we're back. Oh crap, I don't actually have the page open. Dang it, my notes. And we're... what? Dang it. Hello, and like I just said, I've spent... Blah, blah, blah. Why am I just awful today? Why can I not get this in? Dang it. And with those notes set aside, let's get on to the battle itself. But before we do, let's go over a few of, blah, 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 that might, that was just, like, awful. And now let's go over a few things before we get to the battle itself. The Republic fleet, at this time, outnumbered the Empire by quite a bit. For this fight, the Rebels, brought most of their forces. This included their normal loadout of MC-80s, Nebulon Bs, CR-90 Corvettes, and a vast array of fighters including X, B, Y, and A-Wings. But they did have some new ships coming into the fight, namely the Starhawk and the modified Dreadnought-class cruiser. The Starhawks were the newer ships that were made after the Battle of Endor. They were... state-of-the-art and highly dangerous. They were made by of the parts of old Star Destroyer, and had some of the best shields, turbolasers, and most notably best tractor beams in the galaxy. The Dreadnought cruisers were heavy capital ships that wouldn't play a huge role in the battle. Also important to note was the Imperial strategy was much different from the Rebels' usual one. The Grand Moff Randan overall plan was to amass such a large fleet that only leaving hypers- man, I can't get through. I need some water.